In late February, I fell across this online. The title alone, Dark MAGA, was seductive. The more I read, the more I thought I was reading a sci-fi movie treatment, lightly edited. If you're a little confused about what Elon Musk is trying to achieve with Doge, here's the breakdown. Musk and Peter Thiel co-founded a company that became PayPal. Other executives at PayPal went on to found or lead other huge tech companies, including YouTube, LinkedIn, Reddit, Affirm, and many VC firms. This group became known as the PayPal Mafia because they basically controlled Silicon Valley. Peter Thiel mentored a young J.D. Vance and helped him get set up in his first VC firm. Thiel and Musk all but forced Trump to choose J.D. Vance as VP in exchange for funding his presidential campaign. The three of them, plus a lot of other tech billionaires, subscribe to an ideology called the Dark Enlightenment espoused by this super weird, creepy dude, Curtis Yarvin, aka Mencius Moldbug. Yarvin preaches that the media and academia represent the cathedral that secretly controls power and must be dismantled. He advocates for a corporate-run monarchy, led by a CEO dictator. Says that democracy is outdated software, and openly opposes it, and that the elite tech billionaires should rule because they have the intelligence to fix society. The strategy is to gut the government and to replace it with private corporations. To eliminate elections because they are obsolete. To use distraction and chaos to prevent public resistance. Trump is their useful tool to be disposed of as soon as they can wrest control. They are not Trump supporters, they are dark MAGA. This isn't a hypothetical. The plan is already in motion. Musk, Thiel, and their network are actively dismantling democratic institutions. If successful, democracy in America will be permanently replaced by a corporate-run authoritarian state. You think, ah, come on. This is some drugged-out superannuated adolescence takeover fantasy. In any case, I forgot about this paranoid riff until I caught an online episode of Laura Flanders and Friends with Canadian authors Naomi Klein, Shock Doctrine, This Changes Everything, and Astra Taylor, The Age of Insecurity, coming together as things fall apart. Klein, in particular, has been online wallpaper lately, reporting on what she calls end times fascism. As she describes it, the tech oligarchs, the roligarchy, the nerd Reich, are eager to create exclusive and presumably impermeable, self-regulated minute countries on U.S. federal lands and or in Greenland and Honduras, check the existing Prospera city as the rest of society destroys itself. At the same time, Klein warns, ultra-right Christian fascists, sensing the approach of the rapture, are poised to overpower what's left of American democracy. Friends, have you noticed how hallucinatory reality has become? As this dark MAGA scenario or Klein's all-too-plausible version unspool, both turn solid ground, the entire body of public premises and democratic norms by which we have been living, to mud. Or lava. If you believe that Dark MAGA and Klein's nightmare script are more board game than game plan, a rude shock awaits you. None of this is elsewhere or else time. This is us, now. This is how history works. It's utterly, almost stupidly, simple. Liberals speak, and Canadians think, of Trump as something that must be endured for the next 4 or so years, like a bad dream that will pass. This is the height of folly. If he leaves, Trump will be followed by some more effective monster. Trump and those around him have broken American democracy. It will not be resuming in 2029. The liberal years, the nice years, are not coming back. America's not coming back. Anticipate and plan for American chaos. Inherently aggressive and borderless in its character and goals. History is testing Victoria. Will we clutch the thinning shreds of habit and squishy comfort too tightly to face and adapt to these leathery times? Denial and procrastination are catastrophe's handmaidens. A red alert, Google explains, signifies a state of danger indicating an imminent emergency. It's a warning that immediate action or preparation is necessary. Needed, an edge. Needed, far greater local problem-solving competence, downtown homeless, more frugal public spending, intensification of community cooperation via local projects, motivated volunteerism, creation of all-inclusive social networks, environmental projects, beautification projects, green up, clean up. All designed, in other words, to intensify feelings of citizenship, belonging and community identity, and to deepen the community will be necessary to repel and reject an invasion of hostile and antithetical values and systems of thought. Not needed. A passive public, deaf to red alerts, blind to peril. Jean Miller is the founder of Open Space, founding publisher of Monday Magazine, originator of the Gaining Ground Urban Sustainability Conferences, founder, developer of Ash House Plexes, and currently writing, Nothing to Do, Life in a Post-Work World. He'd be pleased to receive and respond to your thoughts. JenickMiller@gmail.com